You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Mario. Are you currently calling me to roadside assistance?
Yes.
And are you currently, did you call already before?
No.
Can I have your first and last name? Yes, ma'am. Can I have your first and last name? Yes, ma'am. So your ticket pulled up. They stated that you already called before.
Maybe my husband did. Okay, well, I mean, what's up with the whole kind of business there?
Yes, ma'am. I can barely hear you. It's a lot of noise going on.
I said maybe he did call, but I guess it didn't work because his name isn't on the vehicle.
Yes, ma'am. One second.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. I can hear you now.
Yeah, maybe he called last night, but I guess it didn't work for him. So, I mean, can I get the road bad assistance? Or was there a problem?
Yes, ma'am. Give me one second.
Whoever touches his treatment, we should stay here. Come on, Shay.
Yes, ma'am. So I'm going to, hello? I'm going to put it in the system. Give me one second so I can fix that for you.
Okay. Can I get three glasses of pizza? Did you add these hot, the spicy wings to my garden? Did you add the spicy wings up here too?
Yes, ma'am. And just to verify, are you currently calling me from a safe location?
No, I'm actually like down the street.
So you're not in a safe location?
Oh, you said safe. Yeah. I thought you said am I in the same location as the car.
Oh.
Yes, I am.
No, ma'am. Okay. And would you like to receive mobile text message updates allowing you to know the status of your service today?
Yes, please.
All right. Message and data rates may apply.
The spicy ones are here.
Could I have that policy number from you?
Yeah, it's 066-223900.
You said it's 066-2239. What was the last digit?
And 20.
Two zeros?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. So, that is that your member ID number or your policy number? Because it's
okay,
not popping.
Okay, so this is my old insurance card, but I got the same insurance. My new card is just at home. It wasn't in the car. So I figured the policy number would be the same.
Yes, ma'am. Are you not trying to be rude or nothing, but are you talking to me like on a car speaker? 'Cause I can barely hear you. Sound like you're far away from your phone.
Yeah, I'm just on the speaker. I'm sorry.
You're
And
good.
my phone is gonna hear me.
You're good. So just to repeat it back to you, you said it was 0662239 00. Yes, ma'am. So I'm looking it up and it's not popping up. So what you were saying? You said you're insured.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, ma'am. I can hear you a little bit. What happened? What was you stating about your insurance?
Yeah, can you repeat that? I'm sorry.
Yes. I asked you for your policy number and you gave me 0662239 00.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. And I was trying to let you know that it wasn't popping up, so I was trying to see, could you check your a policy number or something?
Oh, okay. Yeah, like I said, this is the number I'm giving you is my old insurance card. It's the same insurance. It's just my new card is in the house.
So this is your old insurance?
It's the same insurance. It's American Alliance. It's the same insurance I always have. It's just with the old card. You know, they sent a new one in the mail, but it's just in the house. So I thought the policy number would be the same.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I don't know if it's the same or not, and I don't want to give you false information. So, but what I will say is, are you able to reach out to your insurance company to get that policy number?
Yeah, I'll just have to call back because, yeah. Oh,
yes,
man.
Ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, this is going to make it so hard without my phone.